It's November 7th, 1992. I'm Brenda Thurman. I'm doing an oral history of Rose Kilgo. Granny, it's Sunday morning, November 7th. The sun's out and it's cold. You were born in 1905 in Snead, right? Snead, Alabama. And your daddy was a farmer. And machinist. And you're the oldest of how many children?
Of 8 children.
7 girls and 1 boy?
That's right.
And when did you move to Altoona?
You mean what year?
Or how old were you? Do you remember?
Well, I was already married.
Already married?
I was about 19 years old. And, Jim, my husband, worked in the mine. Now, what else?
What's the first thing you remember as a child?
When I was 4 years old, my mother, we had a big cotton patch. And when the cotton got ready.
Cotton got ready?
I was 4 years old, and we bought flour and 24-pound sacks. And my mother made me a pig sack out of one of the flour sacks. And I went out there and picked cotton with my daddy. And he said, if you pick 50 pounds a day, I'll give you 50 cents. And I tried my best to pick 50 pounds of cotton in that little flour sack. And I think I got about 5.
You were 4 years old?
4 years old.
Now, where were you living then, in Snead?
We lived in Snead. I lived there married.
From Snead. Now, see, I thought y'all had lived in Altoona before you got married.
So anyway, then Cecil was born. When I was 9 years old. And my mother taking typhoid fever and couldn't even take care of that baby for 6 weeks. She didn't even know she was in the world. And I fed him on sugar tits. For 6 weeks, and I was 9 years old. And then when she got where she knowed everything, the first thing she wanted to eat was bananas. And our doctors is coming to see her every day. They made house calls. He brought her a big bunch of bananas down there, and she was all she wanted. So from then on, it was just roll the milk the cow, feed the hogs. And get in the field as early as you can.
So they figured once you knew how to do something, you could just keep doing it.
Yeah, I just keep doing and doing more and more each day.
And you were 9 years old when that happened?
I was 9 years old at the time.
Now, were all the other girls born? Was Cecil the last child?
No. Now, they was me, Velma, and Lonnie, and then Cecil. And then Irene.
Well, when your daddy was farming, did he farm while he worked as a machinist?
No. Now, he farmed in the summertime, in farming time, and making the crop time. And then in the fall, he worked at machinery, the gin and sawmill, cotton gin and sawmill, all winter. And then when spring came, we went back to planting cotton and corn and stuff.
Well, so did y'all work in the fields too?
Every one of us worked in the field. As we get old enough, you know. But I know when I was 4 years old, I picked 5 pounds of cotton.
What would 5 pounds of cotton been worth? Do you have any idea of that?
No. I couldn't say, because I can't remember what cotton was
sitting at. How do you pick cotton? Because I've heard you say the hardest thing in the world was cotton, because the chopping and everything you had to do.
Yeah. Well, if you know, you've seen cotton fields when there's open white. Well, you put a sack on you and go down them rows and pick every one of them cotton burrs that's opened up, you know. So you pick them clean, each row clean. Oh, that was a job. I'd rather chop and hold cotton anytime.
Than pick it. So you were stooped over for the whole time you were working there.
Yeah.
That makes my back hurt to think about.
And we had long pick sacks that drug behind us, you know, and we'd have to fill them up. They'd be under town in them cotton sacks when Pop would weigh them up. And Brenda, I'm telling you, I've worked all my life. And now I'm getting where I can't work. I mean, do a whole lot. I do some. But I reckon I've done my duty. I've worked since I was 4 years old.
Well, what? Were there certain things that, say, your brother did and the girls didn't do as far as chores, like the farming or the cotton, or did you just all do it?
We all done it. My brother didn't do the other
Was it true that Granddaddy said one time he wouldn't work as a taster in a pie factory?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because he'd lay out, my daddy would lay out work for us girls and Cecil to do together. And he'd sit up there on the porch with an old comic book, that's what he read. And us girls had to do it and had to do his part and ours
too. Yours too.
So...
Well, in turn then, did Cecil help out with the inside work, or was that strictly girls' work?
Strictly girls' work. Cecil didn't do that.
What about your daddy? Did he ever help your mother around the house do anything?
He always helped cook breakfast. He'd go to the smokehouse and cut off the big old slice of ham. We had meat and he'd come and fry the meat while me and Melman would make, one of us would make coffee and the other would make biscuits and fry eggs, you know, for breakfast. But Papa always helped cook breakfast.
Was that usual?
Yeah.
Do you think most men were helping out too inside the home?
Well, most of our neighbors was.
Just because there was so much work.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody had, it was, there was always something to do.
Yeah, and everybody had to be in a hurry to get out to do outside work. Me and Velma milked a cow piece, and we fed hogs, and we done a little of everything. But poor old Cecil, he's been dead a long time, but he never done nothing. He wouldn't even bring in coal when we bring in coal, you know, or get kindling wood in, or stove wood in when we had wood stove.
Well, did y'all kind of protect him so your daddy wouldn't find out he wasn't doing anything? Or
yeah, we'd do his work when we seen he wasn't going to. We'd do his chores so Papa wouldn't know what Cecil knows. We wouldn't tell no stories because Papa wouldn't ask to. And we'd just get it done, us girls.
So I bet there was always just plenty of money. Y'all had anything you wanted, didn't you? Tell me about Christmas. What was Christmas like?
Well, I'll tell you, we'd hang our stockings up on the mantel, side of the mantel, you know, the old-timey way. Next morning, we... Now, this was the original China. Next morning, we'd have a bunch of raisins, apple and orange, and a China doll, skirts with China doll's head sticking out, you know. Some of them big black-headed, some big blonde-headed. Well, that's what we got for Christmas. And Cecil would get a little, he got the one time, he got a little red wagon. And it was powerful, us stuff. But us girls, now our stockings help what we got.
But Cecil got a wagon full one time.
Well, Mama would bake about three, or would bake three different cakes.
Uh-huh.
And she'd make sweet potato custards, you know, pie like that. And then one Christmas, Papa and Mama both was down sick.
Uh-huh.
And we always went to church every Sunday. If the ones is able, and most of us able, we'd walk 2 miles there and 2 miles back the whole year round. Well, one Christmas, Papa and Mama both was down sick with typhoid fever, not typhoid, but malaria.
Uh-huh.
And after church that Sunday, why, they made up for us. And three buggy loads come up there after church and just loaded down stuff. Everything that could be cooked and brought like that besides the dog and fruit.
Uh-huh.
And I never will forget that Christmas. But anyway, one of Mama's sisters was staying with us to help see after the little children, you know, in the food car. And that Christmas, she was up at midnight baking some cakes. I remember that. And honey, it's just all foolish now to talk about it.
No, it's not foolish.
Because I can remember back then better than what was going
on. Were they good times? Were they good times? Do you remember it being a good time growing up?
Oh, they've been good times now. And we've all had a lot of fun. I know my daddy bought a container with a lid sliding up and down on it with a long handle. And he would park the peanuts and pop popcorn in that over the fire in the fireplace. Mm-hmm. And we've had some good times now during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just telling the worst.
Well, there was a lot of illness then, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
Not vaccinations and things like we have today.
No. And so one of us children that gets the measles will go all through the rest of them, you know. And all. But now, we did have some good times. And I know one time, I mean, Papa had a great big old cage. And he had got two baby squirrels and out of the nest and fed them. I don't know how he fed them. It wasn't nothing like bottles or something like that. But anyhow, they was big enough they could eat. And he raised them and had them for all 7 or 8 years.
You're a kid.
And they even made nests in the back end of that cage, you know. Well, these squirrels now is used to the place and says, I'm going to let them loose and let them. He had his stove stacked in the shed there. So they'll be out here in this stove if they want to make a nest. And so we went on to field. He opened the cage and they got out and we went on to field. And about 10 o'clock, we heard something rattling coming through the cotton stalks up the side. And them two squirrels, we never seen them again.
He kept them 7 or 8 years?
7 or 8 years. He got them when they was babies.
Uh-huh.
They was, I believe, he said that the nest, they had fell out of the nest or something. But anyhow, he had them 7 or 8 years, because we were just so used to them that we couldn't think about going off from home a few minutes without going out and looking at the squirrels.
Did you name them or anything?
I believe he called one of them Red. It was a red fox squirrel, and the other was a gray fox, but I don't remember what he called it.
I've never heard that story.
Hadn't
you? Uh-uh, not about the squirrel.
Well, anyway, it likes to kill the squirrel.
I know it did.
Because we just couldn't stand the thoughts about squirrels.
Squirrels, then, I.
They was old.
Yeah, they would have been old if you'd had them that long.
Now, he might, they They might have not had them that long, mm-hmm. but I know
it was a long time.
As a long time, and I believe I remember hearing him say, "Well, they're 7 years old."
Mm-hmm.
Well, we still had them.
Uh-huh.
It's around 7 or 8 years old. But anyhow, Brenda, I couldn't help but be sorry for Papa, and sorry for myself too.
Because you missed them.
I know.